I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.
Today's program has been brought to you by TechServe, New York's original and still the best Apple computer, iPod, and iPhone store and repair shop. For more information, visit TechServe.com.
Amazing. Welcome to Snacky Tunes, Portland the Beard, kicking it off. That was great.
Thanks.
Thanks, Green.
That was really intense eye lock.
Yes, I locked eyes with you.
I mean, you really, like, I could say easily in all the shows, no one has ever looked at me while playing.
I couldn't stop looking at you.
Yeah, it's probably because you're hungry for the pizza that you'll have.
It's because you have beautiful eyes.
Oh, thank you. Charming, this band. Pearl and the Beard and a bunch of charmers. Welcome to Snacky Tunes.
We're really about Charmony here. Not so much Harmony.
Wow. I'm one half your host, Greg Bresnitz. The other half, Darren, is off in Vietnam traveling with his girlfriend. Eating. I can't even tell what they're eating from their Instagram photos. But if you want to see what really amazing food that looks awesome but have no idea what it is, go to his Instagram feed. Darren Bresnitz. It's really easy. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. As always, shout out to Dana and Girly Action for doing this. And I heard she just got a promotion.
Congratulations.
She's the queen now?
I don't know if she's co-queen.
Oh, co-queen. That's cool.
VIP queen or VP queen. I don't know how that works. But yeah, she's probably, you know, making blog posts and getting stories pitched and all around killing it.
Nice.
She's one of the best. You're in good hands.
She's fantastic. Yes. Hi, Dana.
So why don't we, let's go back to the beginning. Let's go before you all met in New York. Where are the three of you from?
I'm from California.
Emily's from Utah.
And I'm Jocelyn. I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Oh, Jersey girl.
I don't want to talk about
it. Okay, that's fine. Can I one last question. Which part of Jersey? Like,
I'm just joking. Northern Jersey.
Northern Jersey.
Weehawken and Westfield.
Okay.
You know, the burbs. Are you from Jersey as well?
I'm from Philadelphia.
Oh,
So like south, the other side.
Yes, yes.
So most people from North Jersey say Manhattan, South Jersey say Philadelphia.
That's right.
And then Center Jersey makes up for all the pride the other people don't have.
That's true.
Yeah. These are facts.
What an interesting state.
Yeah.
True facts with Greg.
Yeah, true facts. So when did you all make the trip, or what led your trip out to New York City? It's a time-old question, but I love the answers.
Yes. Gold,
Jeremy was,
I guess,
going unicorn shopping.
Heard there was gold in the hills.
You went the wrong way from California for gold in the hills.
I know, it was so weird.
Our 49ers
weren't winning or anything. I think, I don't know, we were all here for different reasons, I guess. Emily was here, I know, for studying to get to master her cello even more than she was already mastering it.
Where did you go to school?
I did some post grad study at SUNY Purchase.
Did you pause because you couldn't remember, or because you're ashamed?
No.
I don't know where that pause was.
I paused because I was like, brain. I am, yeah.
Proud?
Here.
Proud?
No, I loved SUNY Purchase. I want you to know.
Yeah.
It was great.
Okay.
Well, it really was.
No, I believe you.
I really am. Actually, there. So for those of you out there, what I'm looking at is a huge window into a restaurant of everyone eating delicious food, and I am so distracted. I'm just looking at all
this
these
people.
This
is what it's
like,
I think, at the San Diego Zoo or something. Yeah. It's like, this is what animals feel like.
This is the reverse.
We're in a little box.
But they can't, you know, as always, they can't really see us. They can, even the people right here, they can kind of just like hint that we're in here.
So we're like cops.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh!
Yeah. This is actually a cop show.
Oh,
great. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Is that
just still
on? No
more.
Huh?
Cops? Is that show still on?
I mean, I don't think it'll ever go off. I mean, in reruns or, you know.
Oh, it goes off every night.
There it is. So you were here for cello. You were here for gold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I came for the fiber. It's true. No, not like shredded wheat. I mean like the textile world.
Oh.
Cause that's,
real fiber.
That
oh.
was my... initial that was what my course of study was.
What type of textiles?
I did knitting work forever, and there's a lot of jobs here if you want to be a really poor professional knitter.
What does a poor professional knitter do? Like what's like a
knit till you drop. I did production knitting, so basically I would work for designers and they would say like we have an order of 20 of these $100 camisoles, you should make them all in different sizes, and I would do that.
Oh.
So that was my job for years. And then I started working for a hand knitting company. So I would make the blankets that they would like photograph for the catalog. And then those would go into storage.
Now, are you totally done with knitting?
Or I am.
Like you didn't even do it in your pastime?
No, I did. I made these guys some Christmas presents. That
no, that's
fun.
A
very lovely cowl.
That's what I mean.
Oh,
I mean,
thanks, guys.
You know, like about for things that you're passionate about, but you like do it to death and you're like, I can't even look at this.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened. Yeah. But
I still see you as a knitter. I consider you a knitter. I mean, a fiber major.
I think it's a thing that I'll never shed it. Really.
I talk to other
get it?
That's how I say
no, and the fiber major is that a music joke?
That
more like a
fiber
minor.
Joke.
Type
I tell
of
when
stitch.
People like when people need us, I'm like she has fiber.
Thanks, Emily.
Sure.
I feel good about it.
And so what year and how did the three of you meet?
2008.
Jocelyn and Jeremy met in the October of 2007, and then they met me in January 7th of 2008, and they both met each other open mics at Pete's Candy Store, and then they were there performing at a Sidewalk Cafe in January, met me and asked me to join them.
That's pretty awesome.
Here we go.
What was your open mic game like?
Oh, so tight. Yeah. So such a tight game we were running. Well, it was so interesting. There's a lot of bands, and I'll try to recommend to do the open mic, but they can't because they have huge drums and bass and all that stuff. But we had it pretty easy where it was like guitar and two voices at the time.
Right.
Nobody was doing that. I mean, guitar and two voices, I mean, unheard of. But yeah, we would just played wherever we could and tried to surprise folks. And then we met Emily, who was just fresh into New York, and we were like, hey, want to come play with us?
We would find out later that was the first time she ever played and sang by herself in New York ever.
Was that open mic?
Yes.
Yeah.
That
really?
We met her at.
What gave you the idea to go and do it?
A friend actually had been visiting. We went and saw the ball drop, and it was the first and last time that I went and saw the ball drop.
You, like, went to Times Square?
I went to Times Square, wow. And I got corralled. I did the whole thing.
Did you pee at all? Could you pee or anywhere? Or
I don't
did you
recall.
Have to...
huh. I think I walked out.
That's why I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
Just
and
for
I'm that. Pee concern.
I'm a peer. And my friend at the time was a guitar singer, songwriter, and she said, we should go do an open mic together. We should go to an open mic together. And I didn't. I was terrified. And then after she left, I thought, all right, let's just do this. Let's just do this really fast. I think I was sick, just sitting there waiting. And it opened.
Wait, she left you?
She went home. She was just visiting. Sorry, I'm not telling the story very well. But she was just visiting. But she gave me the idea to do
it.
Is what I'm
okay.
answering your
Who
question.
Was that?
Her name is Julia Meekum.
Oh.
I met her a very long time
she was
ago.
Your, and she was your matchmaker.
And she just was like, we should go to open mics. And I said, no. And then she left. And then I did it after she left.
Wow.
And that night at Sidewalk Cafe, I played exactly at 11 o'clock. And then that's when they saw me. And I even did a cover. And
what,
so I was
What did you
shocked.
Cover?
I did my own version of Nat King Cole's, well, he did. It's a, actually,
Double
I don't
cover?
Know who the original was.
Is it When it gets to that point, isn't it just like rendition by that point? When
yeah,
it's been like
I think,
covered?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just kind of, that gets you out of like.
Yeah.
So why don't we?
Someone else wrote it, and then he sang it and made it famous, and I did an arrangement of it.
Yeah.
The end.
Rendition. All right, let's hear another song.
Oh, okay.
What are you guys going to play? What was that first song called, by the way?
That song's called Again Animal.
Okay. What's this next one called?
This next one is called
James, right?
James.
Our 20-minute opus.
Great. Live on Snacky Tunes.
Back path under torment. Ooh, like a tyrant. And elevate obelisk who holds the healing its blue will not be shaken. Ooh. his breath as I suffocate. Thank you.
Two questions. One, who's James? Two, did he release you?
Number one, you'll never know. Number two,
it could be you, really.
Yes.
We just met, maybe. So that's not possible.
I don't know.
I don't know if you know that Savage Garden song. I knew I loved you before I met you.
Oh, okay.
So it's possible.
This show just got real stalkerish, so. And my middle name is James.
It is?
No.
A lot of people's name is James.
It's like the Anne of male middle names, I think.
Anne?
Really?
May is kind of like the new middle name that everybody's given their kid.
May.
M-A-Y or M-A-E.
Like Daisy May.
Daisy May. Aubrey
I can't.
May.
I know so many Daisy Mays.
Mason May.
Really?
No. So did he release you?
Here's the thing. It's not really about the outcome of what happened. You know what I mean? It's not the result.
Okay.
It's the begging to get something out of your brain. I'm sure you've been obsessed with something.
Yes.
Yes?
As is my nature.
You have an obsessive nature?
In some parts, yes.
I have an obsessive nature, too.
Yes.
Are you a Gemini?
I'm a Jew.
a Gemini.
Are you a Gemini?
And an Aries.
So. An Aries, huh?
When's your birthday?
March 30th.
Coming Happy up birthday.
Soon. I know.
It's exciting.
What to do?
You could have pizza at Roberta's.
I know. Always.
I'm just saying that because it's... Right,
it's coming. I mean, the sooner you answer these questions, we play those songs, you guys are gonna fed. So,
oh no, that's not what I mean.
It's on you.
Oh, you're rushing us through this.
No, just to feed you.
Oh, we're fine. Yeah.
No, just kidding. So anyway, so there's something obsessive in your brain.
Yeah, you know, like you get something stuck there and you can't get it out, and you just your last resort is just to go to that thing and just say, just get out.
I can appreciate that.
Good.
I can. Doesn't always work, but I can...
No. I mean, I'm not saying that it does.
Yeah. It sounds very pleading in that song, like...
Yes.
You know, you're asking, but it's not really up to you.
It's not really up to you.
Yeah.
It's true. The heart wants what the heart wants.
I think...
are we still talking about pizza?
Yes.
No.
Yes. This has been all about pizza.
I think, I mean, we go to our little lyrical mountain and fashion each... Each word, just painstakingly, just my God, it's
okay.
It takes so long, but we also ultimately, once we've come down from the highest point of lyrical mountain, we like to just release it and to the crowds and just be like, you know, this is for you, and this is whatever you want it to be.
So then, I guess the other question to answer is: is the person really named James, or did it just work in the song?
Well, this song, Our Lyric Mountain, was a very, very, very long car ride. Mm. So this song, actually, the lyrics kind of came out of a word game that Emily was prompting us. And it was really fun because we were just kind of driving forever.
Up to Lyrical Mountain.
Up to Lyrical Mountain, that's true.
Which was
incredible. Up and down.
It's a very long up and down.
And,
this way and that.
Yeah, and so we were just kind of saying random words. And she asked for... a name, and it was my turn to generate a word, and so I said Jim, because my husband's name is Jim, and it eventually turned into James. This is how I remember it, but it's not
that.
About him, for sure.
Right. My middle name is James.
And also, I think James is a nice word to yell.
Yeah.
Like no, Stella, a, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
The A and the M and the E work really well together.
It's a nice Thanks. Round name.
Well, I mean, again,
it's a nice round name.
Yeah. Fashioned from the heights of
And I know a very good-looking James. Sometimes I think about him when I'm singing it, James Frazee.
Oh, he recorded one of our songs.
He recorded with us before. I think about him sometimes.
Did he win that Grammy?
James? I hope so, too.
He worked with Esperanza Spalding.
Oh.
And so he was nominated for a Grammy, but I don't know if he got it.
Who is your people that you normally work with? Who do you trust in the studio?
Right now we're working with an incredible producer named Nadim Issa out of Letterman Music. He's a great, great, great man. Also James Frazee is an incredible producer as well, and we've worked with him several times. I've worked with him on a personal basis on a huge project, a movie score, so he's great.
You score movies?
Sometimes when they ask me to.
Over the weekend, you know, here and there.
Anything that you would recommend or checking out?
I actually do have something that you could check out. It's called Unicorn City. It's on Netflix Instant. It's about LARPing.
Okay.
It's a romantic, goofy romantic comedy independent movie.
Oh, amazing. Unicorn what?
Unicorn City.
Unicorn City.
Out there in the Netflix land of instant streaming.
That's totally...
It's probably some of the same folks who did Napoleon Dynamite, right?
Yeah, some of the same folks were involved in it, producing and... Yeah.
That's awesome. So you guys are working on a new record?
We are.
We are.
How is that going?
It's fantastic.
How's that process? Is it? Are you like the in the middle of like that we're recording, we have 2 weeks in the studio, or you go in and out because you have a home studio? Or what's the process?
As we've been working with Nadeem, thankfully, like all of us have sort of like an open schedule, and we've been able to schedule around each other's lives and figuring out like, yeah, so we don't like sit in the studio for like 8 to 12 hours every day for 2 weeks or anything like that. We kind of schedule like 3 or 4 day blocks.
Nice.
And do that. And so I have no idea how long this thing is going to take.
Are you at the beginning or middle?
We yeah, we're at the beginning.
Oh, the very beginning.
Very beginning.
Great. So we'll just have you back when it's done.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, so get out. No,
yeah. See you later.
Where's my beat on?
So when you're on your way to Lyrical Mountain, do different people take turns driving, or is it generally everyone has their position in the car?
Oh, no. We all take turns.
I usually sit in the passenger seat. I am prone to car sickness.
I think we left the metaphor.
I think so as well.
Yeah. We did.
He was talking about lyric writing.
Yes.
Oh, I'm actually prone to car sickness, both literally and metaphorically. I didn't know we left the metaphor.
Yeah, we all take turns.
Or we were in the metaphor.
Sometimes some of us can jump in a little bit more. Some of us have something more to say. Other times, some of us will be sleeping and reading a book in the back and relaxing. But other times we'll all jump in, or some of us will come with like a fully fleshed out song. It all kind of depends on.
I mean, I have to say this. I'm a sucker for string sections.
Are you really?
Yeah. I was with my friend this weekend, and they're like, because I generally into dance music, but also have this very large soft spot for a guitar, simple drums, and cellos and strings and violins.
That's so weird. Called the That's right exactly band.
So next to Kylie
what
Minogue,
we do.
We're like your cup of tea.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, I went to school in the Northwest, which I think has like a huge play for it. But also there was this post-punk band called Dot Dash Line from Boston that was hardcore, but had a cello.
Hmm.
Yeah, which was really awesome. But
Dot Dash Line. And I remember Cursive had a cello.
Oh, that was also one of the things that kind of, the Ugly Organ record
totally
made like a huge difference. Like, this is so fucking rock and roll.
Oh,
and then.
Have you ever heard of Madison Jones?
No.
They're great. They're a cello duet who does crazy stuff.
Really?
I don't think they play anymore, but they're out of Denver or Colorado, somewhere in Colorado.
Let's get another song.
Sure.
What are you guys going to play? Oh, are we going to do instrument swap out?
Yeah.
We're going to do instrument swap. Sorry, I would have planned.
That's fine. We can talk this over. Where was the car trip to? You said to Montreal, to Canada?
I don't remember.
I don't remember. We've driven all over this blessed country.
That was actually just patter, just to let her get the guitar. You didn't really need another answer.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Oh, here. Oh, so we're ready. Oh, here we go.
Hold on. Keep talking for a second.
We don't have to. Sometimes you can just have ambient tuning in the background.
Oh, really?
It lets people know they're getting ready for a song's about to come on.
Oh, really?
Then I'll tune on the next song. I should tune right now, then.
Yeah. Let's go for it. Let's get this
we
tuning.
We can just create a new song called Ambient Tuning.
Ambient Tuning.
It's like the laziest song of all time.
The laziest song of all time.
That was a very short car trip that time.
Yes, it was.
We were just going from one borough to the next.
Yes. Finding a parking spot.
Oh, Jeremy's tuning too. So I'm looking at two people who just got two large pizzas each.
And they're each drinking a glass of wine, which I really appreciate because it's not really that late in the day.
Well, I mean, you have to also, the thing to remember is that we're in New York, so, and it used to throw me, but like people, they're on vacation.
That's right.
Are people who come here on vacation?
Yeah.
You know, I always forget about that. You're totally right.
Like,
because there are tourists, but then there are unassuming people that, you know, are foodies who are going to come to a place like this,
like,
because
Roberta's
they know that it's...
Well, like they can't come at dinner, and it's like, oh, let's just go out there. Let's take a day trip to Bush. Yeah.
And have a glass of wine.
Yeah. It took me forever to figure out. I mean, you know, you can see kids who like look like Bushwick hipsters and like, oh, they're just day drinking. But these nice couple.
I bet it's if a we nice were couple right
just
here.
Just day drinking, Greg.
And they are color coordinated, which I really am impressed. This is impressive.
We should ask them where they're from. Where do you think they're from?
I bet Montreal. He looks French Canadian to me.
All right, so what is
this poutine?
Just to say, very sexy.
Ambient tuning followed by ambient patter. What song is this?
This is a song called "Headache for a Heartache," which is nowhere existing anywhere at the moment. But I'm going to dedicate it to you.
Oh, thanks.
Awkward glance exchanged. right. Blame it on the way that God made me. Here to say that it's the way it has to be.
Amazing.
Thanks, Greg.
What were you two whispering about in the middle of that?
How much I love her. How much that I appreciate that we are in a band together. That's kind of gushy. I know. But I think that if you don't say it, here's what I believe in my life. Jeremy and I had this conversation the other day. Talking about voicing appreciation for people. And sometimes you got to do that. You know what I mean? You got to open up that wormhole.
I would agree. I think it's done... even less and never been easier in modern day. to tell
that's
someone.
True. That is really beautiful. I'm going to get it. That is actually
never
true.
Been easier. Guys, that could be the that's album true. Title.
What I'm just saying is like.
That's great. I actually that's like that. We're laughing, title. But it's actually
then
great.
Then you can take it. But I'm just saying like how easy would it be for you to spend like 3 texts every day to be like, hey, you're awesome. Thanks for being my friend.
You're right.
You don't have to
like,
call anybody. You have to do true. Anything. And it's so easy. And it's like, it never happens. It never, no one does it.
Can I get your number?
Sure.
I'm going to text you to tell you how awesome sure. I think you yeah. are.
No, but I'm just saying it just doesn't.
You're right.
I do that when I feel bad. I text my friends to say, hey.
That's great.
Yeah.
Do they respond?
Yeah. There's never been a time when you write someone's like, hey, I'm happier in my life that no one would always be like, eh, fuck you. They're always like, hey, thanks.
That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's hard to know how to respond to that sometimes.
Which is insane. It's hard to respond because you probably just don't have practice in
yes,
that.
Yes, exactly.
As opposed to, like, I'm sure you have enough practice with people, getting to fights with people. Or,
exactly.
like, complaining about stuff, which I do because I'm Jewish. But, you know, there's...
It all comes full circle.
But there's another piece of the puzzle. So do you just surprise it on them, like, I'm happy we're in a band
I
together.
I actually do.
I mean, that was pretty...
Sometimes.
Because no one could see it. And you might be able to hear it if you were looking at it, but they were just whispering at each other while playing.
Because, well, and I will say sometimes it's hard to... you're either in a good focus place or sometimes you need help. Like, if we're on stage... I don't know. And I think everyone experiences this at some point, no matter what they do. I think it's like if you're not really super focused, you need someone here. You have a twin you mentioned.
Yeah.
Is he able to kind of pull you out of a rut?
Yes. I mean, yes, we help each other a lot.
That's great.
Sometimes it's hard to listen to family.
True.
In the sense that it's just like
that's
there's
true.
A huge right. history of like sometimes it comes off as like telling each other what to do.
Right.
It is. If like the over under is way more over than the handful of times where it's like taken as like stuff, and it gets easier as
right.
you get older.
Right.
Yeah.
It's also, I mean, the harder thing also though is to find friends that can do that for you.
Right.
Well, or
we're, at
that
this
is
point,
really
we really are family. So it's
yeah.
You have to go even that extra mile for the friends that become family because you
that's
end up
totally
treating
true.
Them in a different way than you would treat your regular family, but you would also treat them in a different way than
a new friend.
Your regular, exactly. Yeah.
I mean,
so
you're always more attentive to the things that are new and like
yeah.
fresh in your mind,
mm-hmm.
and you're always more voicing appreciation for things like that. And I think when in our case where we're actually coworkers, friends, and we've become family, it's a difficult mix and can be really volatile, but can also be really beautiful at the same time. So,
how about this? Who do you want to shout out right now? We'll do a room full of shout outs.
Ooh, shout outs!
Can yeah. I shout out to Emily?
No.
Thanks for doing
no,
that.
I'm right
no.
here.
Oh.
Someone else.
Well, okay. I want to
no,
shout
someone
out.
Someone else.
I want to shout out to Vance and Adam from Ear Candy Podcast because they do shout outs too, and they don't get shout outs as often.
Okay.
And because they're new friends.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. I have one sibling because you talk about your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Which I actually, and the fact that you're a twin kind of blows my mind. I mean, I think twins are just a miracle of nature.
We are.
I really do. That's
I mean,
pretty
just
great.
By, you know, the percentages are not high.
That's true. And I grew up lying to people saying that I had a twin.
Interesting.
Anyway, it didn't work. But I have a younger brother. He's 9 years younger than me, and he just had his first baby.
Shout out. And wait, is it to him or to the baby?
Shout out to my brother, Charles.
Trick question, it's both.
And trick question, it is one and the same. And to his little son, Wesley, who is now over a month old.
I hope he gets a job soon.
Yeah, me too.
Deadbeat.
Yeah.
There's so many people racing through my mind right now.
Narrow it down.
All I can
Jeremy.
Think about is okay. All I can think about are all the babies that I see all the time everywhere. And I don't want to shout out to them because they won't remember.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe I'll give a shout out to my friend and old roommate Amanda Richardson, she just bought a house.
And she just had a baby.
She just had a baby, and it was baptized. Apparently, she goes to church now. She's like a church going, house buying.
Where's her house?
Adult woman.
Don't say that on air. Never mind. Give me her address.
I will.
Her complete address.
I'll give a shout out to her. She's in a new phase of her life, which is pretty exciting.
And you're sending some good friend vibes.
Yeah. I mean, she's alone in this world, and nobody's telling you how to be an adult. We just kind of, the only reason we're adults is because we didn't die.
Yeah.
And that's not a very good prerequisite.
The only reason we're adults is because we didn't die.
And I'll give a shout out to my friend Taylor, who just left his parents' house to go back to LA and is kind of digging deep and doing awesome.
Man, good luck to Taylor.
Yeah, good luck to Taylor. All right, that's pretty good.
I like that. That was a good
one.
Yeah.
Can
that was okay.
I give one more shout out?
Yeah, absolutely.
If we're talking about old friends.
Yeah.
And twins.
Those are the ones you forget about the most.
It's true. I want to give a shout out to Kristen and Brina because they are my oldest friends. And Brina, I've known them both for 27 years. I've known them. Mm-hmm. And Brina is now pregnant with twins. And boys. And I can't make it to her baby shower because we'll be at South by Southwest and I'm really bummed. But,
oh, I'll be down. I'll be down at South by Southwest.
You're going to be South by Southwest too?
What are you going to be doing down there?
I used to do events and now I essentially just go to watch bands for work.
So when you say for work, are you doing... Are you there to... you said you were Jewish for accounting or are you there...
Wow. Weird turn.
You really brought it there.
Yeah, really brought it there.
I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, for the show and for, you know, the other booking stuff that I do, it's
sweet.
Really great to just go to South By and just see... I mean, I love live music. I mean, I just absolutely...
Do you have a genre? Like, do you focus on a genre or are you everything?
I'm not everything. There are things that I'm not a big fan of, but I will... You know, if I can go see and watch, like, I think 20 to 25 minutes of South By is like the perfect amount of time for a band. Because you'll probably get three or four, well, depending what type of band is, but you'll probably get three or four songs, probably a few fast ones, a ballad or a slow one. You'll get a good job, you know, so.
Who are you looking to see? Because you got to, like, pack that stuff in. Or who are some, like, top three or five?
Besides Pearl and the Beard.
Besides well, yeah.
Pearl and Beard
well,
this over was and a, over again.
This is the preview. To be honest, I haven't looked yet, and I'm going to say that some of the bands I want to play are not coming. So
oh really?
But that's great though, because I also feel like it's a really good discovery process as well, which kind of has not been the case the past few years, where it's like there's not really a point if you know everything about something before you go. So it's like it'd be fine just to kind of it's easy to get in the rut of just going to things. You're like, well, I'm gonna go because I've seen this and it's good. It's could just like show up somewhere and just like you probably hate it. But for the times that you don't, it actually means a lot more.
Yeah, so. That's actually true.
We've had some long discussions because, a lot of times we'll go to South By and just see our friends from New York.
Which I am so guilty of. I never hang out with people from New York more when I'm not in New York.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
That happened to us a couple years ago. Do you have a new band discovery, a new music discovery that you would like to share?
They're not. I mean, one's just
new to you.
A record that I love that came out, Panther de Prince and the Bell Laboratory.
Wow.
Which is this electronic record, but he recorded a bell choir, which we oddly had when I was in high school. But
like
it's
handbells?
Like handbells.
Okay. Like dun,
yeah,
dun.
Exactly.
Oh.
And he made an electronic record with like a bell choir.
That's awesome.
Which is really awesome. Whoa. And then this other band called Rye, R-H-Y-E, which is in like the same vein of Ink and How to Dress Well, of like a Sade Prince type of vibe.
Nice.
So R-H-Y-E, I think the record comes out in 2 weeks. Oh, and then Entre Nouveau, whose record is out this week, which is amazing. So
I've only heard of Panther du Prince. I have not heard of those other two, so thanks.
Yeah, so. But what are your plans for South By? What shows do you have?
We have 5 shows, which will be good. We're doing a Wild Honey Pie showcase. We're doing... a deli showcase, we're doing an official showcase, we're doing several other showcases whose names are escaping me at the moment, but we're going to release our official schedule this week, so
amazing. And where can people find all that stuff?
On our website, on the internet, pearlandthebeard.com.
No accents needed.
You can, I usually say it with... an accent, but I change it every
time.
There's
a bunch of tildes over every...
Yeah.
It's very it's very simple, very complicated to get right.
Yes.
umlauts.
And I would recommend anybody that goes to the website to check out the video section, because you guys have great videos.
Thanks.
We do have a lot of videos on there.
We have a lot.
We've put ourselves in front of a lot of cameras.
Videos are good media, don't you think? People are very visual on our...
Yeah. I think it's... We don't have time to discuss how I feel
about
it.
Oh, you don't feel good about it.
No, I do, but I think it speaks... It's good, but it speaks to a certain group of people.
That's true. I mean, we are on the radio right now.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
We're not on video.
Right, exactly. So so why don't we have one more song to take us out?
Fire up the video.
Yeah, fire up the video.
Fire up the video.
Well, these people are almost done eating their pizza, and if they leave before we find out where they're from, I'm just
gonna it's gonna be crazy.
Yeah. Who's gonna do it? Someone's gotta.
Crazy.
I don't know how to do it.
We gotta figure out a subtle way.
It's like that thin line between like we're not mocking you, but there's no way that it would come across.
Hey, you look familiar. Where did you go to school?
Didn't I just see
you? Did I? That's I feel smart. Like I just saw you.
Yeah.
I in Montreal?
Did you yeah. see you in Montreal?
Didn't we grab poutine?
No, we passed them. They were on the way down from Lyric Mountain when we were on the way
up. Yeah. Right.
So what's this last song?
This song's called Devil's Head Down.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us.
We have Amr from Stereo Gum next week, who will be doing his South by Southwest preview. Oh, wait, no. I just take that back. Picture Planes next week. Then it's Stereo Gum. And Darren, we're back shortly. Thanks for tuning in. And here we go.
Sun caked in coarse ground, skin leather baking brown. You better roll it there, bury the guilt underneath the sun. Keep my head down, shovel beyond the throes. Devil's whistling now. You're the only would even know.
You better roll with it, bury the guilt underneath the sun.
Well, this moment ain't got nothing on me, and it don't even prove my sum. Loose lips cut tight won't sink it right. My prize underneath the dun. Percussion of my fists and my pen and chest, when they're always doing a lot of low. And the man I see, the man I feel, at least not the one I know.
Better roll with it, bury the guilt underneath the sun.
Keep my head down,
oh, underneath the sun.
Keep my head down. No, no, no.
Hey,
la, 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 la. No, no, no. No, 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 no.
Hey,
la, la, la. No, no, no.
Hey,
la, la, la. No, no, no.
Hey,
la, la, la. No, no, no. No, 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 no. Hey, la, la, la. No, no, no.
Hey,
la, la, la. No, no, no.
Hey,
la, la, la. No, no, no. No, 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 no. Hey, la, la, la. No, no, no.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today.
Thanks for listening.
Hey, are you hungry? Well, you're in luck. Meat and Three is back for season 16. I'm Taylor Early, and we've got a whole new batch of reporters I am so excited to introduce you to.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Fisher.
Asha McElroy.
Sam Girardi.
Jessica Gingrich.
Hannah from Wisconsin.
I'm a swing dancing audio engineer.
I am a future registered dietitian nutritionist.
I'm from New York and I love rice and beans.
My favorite food of all time is a shrimp burrito.
I love watermelon.
We've also got a bonus podcast for you called Behind the Internship. Three of our reporters will take you along to show how they develop stories for this very show, Meat and Three.
Hi, I'm Danielle Flitter, a plant-based chef from Philadelphia, living in Mexico City.
I'm Sophia Hooper. I'm a bartender based in Portland, Maine.
My name is Addison Austin Liu. I am a chef and food journalist from Salt Lake City, Utah, and my favorite food is Peruvian.
Rice and beans.
Hand-drawn noodle soup.
So tune in to enjoy a square meal for your ears. And I hope you saved a little room for dessert.